Time Machines, The Great Fire of London and the Remapping of Urban Space, 1666 and Today. The Great Fire, September 1666, destroyed 5/6 of the walled area of the medieval city. The fire started in a baker's shop owned by Thomas Ferriner, the king's baker. The heat caused sparks to ignite his wooden home. Once it started, the fire spread quickly through the city, helped by strong winds, which spread the flames. Within the zone affected by the fire, no building survived, although churches made of stone were only partly destroyed. It's said that in many places the ground was so hot that for several days it was impossible to walk on. The fire made at least 65,000 people homeless. Initially, many of them camped in the fields outside the walls, while a few managed to take shelter on boats and try to escape via the river. After some time, a lot of people had dispersed into surrounding villages or other parts of London. In the unburnt area, rents increased vertiginously and much merchandise was destroyed. Moreover, as there was practically no fire insurance, many people were ruined, and some had to move out of the city permanently. A few days after the fire broke out, several proposals and plans to rebuild London were put forward, some of which proposed improvements that would benefit the whole population of the city. In October, King Charles II and the city appointed a group of commissioners, including English architect Christopher Wren. Wren himself had ambitious plans for rebuilding the whole area, but many of these were initially rejected, partly because property owners insisted on keeping the sites of their destroyed houses. In the end, priority was given to official buildings, and Wren designed 51 new churches, including the new St. Paul's Cathedral. In 1669, Wren was appointed surveyor of the royal work, which gave him control of all government building in the country. The reconstruction of London following the fire completely changed the urban landscape. Bricks replaced wood as the main housing material, and social relations between the city's inhabitants were completely altered, reinforcing and sometimes increasing existing inequalities. This kind of urban reconstructuring still plays an important role in the transformation of daily life, as we often see from the gentrification of urban spaces that follows huge cultural events, like universal exhibitions and large sports events, such as the Olympic Games or World Cup, or even after natural catastrophes.